karana katritwe dravya gyana kriyashaya badnati nityada muktam mayinam purusham gunaha karya karana katritwe dravya gyana kriyashaya badnati nityada muktam muyinam purusham gunaha karya karana katritwe dravya gyana kriyashaya badnati nityada muktam mayinam purusham gunaha karya karana katritwe dravya gyana kriyashaya badnati nityada muktam mayinam purusham gunaha. Please chant. Karya karana katritwe dravya gyana kriyashaya badnati nityada muktam mayinam purusham gunaha karya karana katritwe dravya gyana kriyashaya badnati nityada muktam mayinam purusham gunaha karya karana katritwe dravya gyana kriyashaya badnati nityada muktam mayinam purusham gunaha. Matajis. Karya karana katritwe dravya gyana kriyashaya badnati nityada muktam yainam purusham punaha karya karana katritwe karya, effect, karana, cause, katritwe, inactivities, dravya, material, gyana, knowledge, kriyashaya, manifested by such symptoms, badnati, conditions, nityada, eternally, muktam, transcendental, mayinam, affected by material energy, purusham, the living entity, gunaha, the material modes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation. These three modes of material nature, being further manifested as matter, knowledge, and activities, put the eternal transcendental living entity under conditions of cause and effect, and make him responsible for such activities. Please repeat respectively. These three modes of material nature, being further manifested as matter, knowledge, and activities, put the eternal transcendental living entity under conditions of cause and effect and make him responsible for such activities. Purport. Because they are between the internal and external potency, The eternally transcendental living entities are called the marginal potency of the Lord. Factually, the living entities are not meant to be so conditioned by material energy, but due to their being affected by the false sense of lording it over the material energy, they come under the influence of such potency, and thus become conditioned by the three modes of material nature. This external energy of the Lord covers up the pure knowledge of the living entities eternally existing with Him. But the covering is so constant that it appears that the conditioned soul is eternally ignorant. Such is the wonderful action of Maya, or external energy manifested as if materially produced. By the covering power of the material energy, the material scientist cannot look beyond the material causes. But factually, behind the material manifestations, there are Adi Buddha, Adi Atma, and Adi Deva actions, which the conditioned soul is the mode of ignorance cannot see. The Adi Buddha manifestation entails repetition of birth and death with old age and diseases. The Adi Atma manifestation conditions the spirit soul, and the Adi Deva manifestation is the controlling system. These are the material manifestation of the cause and effect and sense of responsibility of the conditioned actors. They are, after all, manifestation of the conditioned state, and the human being's freedom from such a conditioned state is the highest perfectional attainment. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitanyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swabadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padasagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchaka Pataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyai Vacha Pachitanam Alevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So before we start, I would like to take blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas and all the devotees sitting here so that we can be able to say something for our own purification and for the benefit of others. Hare Krishna. So today's verse, I repeat, these three modes of material nature being further manifested as matter, knowledge, and activities put the eternal transcendental living entity under the conditions of cause and effect and make him responsible for such activities. So this is a continuation of Lord Brahma describing the creation to his son, Narada Muni, who happens to be his disciple also. And here he's talking about the three modes of material nature, which His Grace Narasi Kaharaj Prabhu yesterday nicely described. And we'll continue from there today. So in the purport of Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, in the purport, the second verse, where Srila Rupa Goswami describing the 6 things that we should give up, we should avoid. So in the beginning of the purport, Prabhupada was explaining very nicely these 3 energies. So Prabhupada explains there that the internal potency, which is called Ataranga Shakti, with these 3 energies of Krishna, that is the Ataranga Shakti, Tatastha Shakti, Imagina potency, and Bairanga Shakti, external potency. So in the beginning of the purport here, Prabhupada was talking about these 3 potencies. Because they are between the internal and external potency, the eternal transcendental living entity are called the marginal potency of the Lord. So factually, the living entity are not meant to be so conditioned by the material energy, but due to their being affected by the 4 sense of lording over the material energy, they come under the influence of such potency and thus become conditioned by these 3 modes of material nature. So Srila Prabhupada is nicely explaining in the beginning of this purport about how, because we are trying to exploit this material energy, will become conditioned by them. And in that purport, Prabhupada was explaining how if we take shelter of the internal potency of Krishna, it's easy for us to be free from these energies. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna nicely explained, Mahatmanam stumam parita devi prakriti mashritaha bhajanti anayamana so gyatvam bhutadi mahavyayam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, under the protection of the divine nature, they are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. So here Krishna is nicely explaining that those who take shelter of this divine energy, devi prakriti, they are free and they are called Mahatmanas. In the Sanskrit, Anaya Mahanasa, without deviation of the mind, is very important. So it's everything centered around the mind, without deviation of the mind, means that we have to take shelter of Krishna, this internal potency of the Lord, then only we'll be given protection. If not, this material energy of Krishna is very strong. And it's controlling all of us. Practically controlling of every time. You can see in the beginning of creation, everything was in that. Maharaj was explaining, his own Radhananda son Maharaj was explaining the other day, how everything was in that in the beginning of creation. And when the Lord glances, and due to his Kala Shakti, then activities began. So similarly also, due to the influence of time, this emos is having so much impact on us. And that is why every morning we try as much as possible to cultivate the mode of goodness. We have to wake up very early. We come from Agalarati. We chant our round. Now we are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are trying to cultivate the mode of goodness in the morning. Or transcendental, because these activities are transcendental actually. But at least it brings us to the mode of goodness. So when we come to this platform, when it brings us to this matter of goodness, you see, if we start from 5 o'clock, this meditation starts from 5 o'clock here, yeah, then it continues from 5 to 9:15. Focus, Krishna, 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 Krishna. So we're trying to take shelter of Krishna. And this helps us during the day, because we have focused our mind for almost like 4-5 hours a stretch. It helps us to bring us to this platform so that we can withstand those other modes that are going to come during the day. Because afternoon, then there's another mode, mode of passion. Everybody is very active and you're going here and there. Then in the evening, the mode of ignorance becomes prominent, So because of this cultivation of the mode of this morning, and that is why if you miss the morning programs, your day will be very, very, not very good. You'll be dragging. You carry your beard, you are dragging, try to chant, you cannot focus, you are thinking of so many other things to do. So you will not be very focused because you have missed this important period of, building this mode. And that is why Srila Prabhupada has created this process for us, so that we can take this full shelter of Krishna. And during the day, you see every morning, you see so many devotees, they engage in so many wonderful activities of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. You hear about thousands and thousands of books being distributed. I'm very sure Prabhupada will be, the Guru will be happy, Srila Prabhupada will be very happy, smiling. See how we are trying as much as possible, not only trying to help ourselves to develop higher mode, but we are trying as much as possible to do this to others also. And that is very, very wonderful. That is very wonderful. And most of us, we don't know what we are enjoying when we are in this kind of atmosphere or in this kind of environment where devotional activity is very prominent. Like from where I'm coming from Nigeria, you know. And in Nigeria, there, so many things is happening. Like for now, you know, in North Africa country, Nigeria is the other African country. They're even scared of Nigerians, and not only the other part of the world are scared of Nigerians. Even other African countries, they are scared of Nigerians because of the way they do their things. It's completely different. Very passionate. Even the pastors, you know, there are so many religious leaders from Nigeria. They are known for their way of behaving. And they are completely different from others. And that is why you see, in that part of the world, the way people behave is completely different. And if you go to the west coast of the West Africa, you have Nigeria, you have Benin Republic, you have Togo, and you have Ghana. And you have Senegal, like that. You have all these other countries. Among all these countries, you know, people are a little more calmer. But Nigeria, yes, where I come from, everybody is, you know, very, very passionate about everything. Other people, they are more subtler, you know. Although this mode also is affecting everybody, but it's more subtler. But in Nigeria, it's more, you can feel it. Even the way they relate with others, you can feel the passion in that. And I know many of you know about Nigeria in this country also, the way they behave. You know, so you are used to all these things. But you see, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj, taking to this process of Krishna consciousness, he has completely transformed our life. And that is why we cannot even appreciate Srila Prabhupada enough. You know, I remember one time, my mother, who is from a Christian background, so she came to the temple, and she was trying to tell me, say, you know, why are you doing this Hare Krishna thing? Oh, you know, you should try to do this other thing and this, that, you know. She was trying to convince me. So why are you doing this? Because she's a staunch Christian, you know. She wants me to follow her. That one is sure. Then I told her, I said, Mommy, please come, let's sit down. Let us analyze things, you know. Then I sat her down, and I was telling her, because I have other brothers also who are junior to me. They are Christians, you know, all of them. They don't follow what I'm doing, but they are Christian. So I told her, okay, Mommy, let us sit down. You see, you know my father. Yes, my father is a drunkard. He drinks, he comes late, very late at night, and he will bang on the door, boo, 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 boo. And if you don't open very quickly, there's fight. There will be fight. So I was seeing all these things when I was growing up. So he drinks, he goes out late, drinks, come back late, try to open, knock the door. If you don't open quickly, there's problem. I say, okay, if I'm supposed to be the son of my father, I'm supposed to follow the same traits, isn't it? Yes, I'm supposed to follow. But see, because I'm practicing this, because my brothers and all my other brothers, they are doing the same thing now. They drink, they play gambling, you know. You know, in Nigeria, this football is common. And with football, I don't know about with cricket, but with football, they do a lot of betting. Yeah, people do betting, you know. So it's common. So they do betting, they drink, very miserable life, you know. I say, so if I'm supposed to follow my father's footsteps, I'm supposed to be doing the same thing. But do you know, because of this Krishna consciousness, I'm not doing it. Ah, he said, yes, it's true. She's already recollecting. Ah, oh, it's true. Okay, no problem. Please continue. You see? So this is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. His Krishna consciousness has helped most of us transform our life. The more we think about what we are doing, the more we cannot thank Srila Prabhupada enough. Because if most of us, we are thinking, you know, just by the influence of the most of nature, how is pulling everybody to do, is it because this age of Kali itself, everywhere is full of sinful activities. When you look everywhere, full of this, always attracting your mind to follow these activities. But by because of this shelter of devotional service, chanting the holy name of Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are protected. And that is why devotee, we have to really dive deeper and deeper and take shelter. Like, there was one time, one devotee was giving a very nice example. Because this age we are in, sinful activities is natural. Just like when you are in the winter season. When you are in the winter season, what is natural, what is common with the winter? Cold, isn't it? Everywhere will be cold. There's nothing you can do. That is the environment. You cannot do anything. So what do you do when there's cold? You try to wear a jacket, isn't it? So you try to protect your body. Because if you don't protect your body, you feel cold, and everywhere your body will be frozen and you will die. Similarly, in this age of Kali, which all this lower mode is more prominent, we have to take shelter of Krishna consciousness. It's like the jacket to protect us from the cold. See, if you don't, because there's nothing you can do. Yes, we are trying our best, giving out the books and trying to preach. And the other people also, those who have taken this material world to be their own, because you see, we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, the Kamsa and Raya Kashipu, those they trying to control everybody everywhere. The people are still here now, but in different formats, you know, in different ways. They're trying to control everybody's mind. They are there. So they will be doing their work. We don't need to worry, but we just have to do our own work. But we have to protect ourselves from this, whatever influence is going on around, by taking shelter of Krishna consciousness. And that is why Prabhupada, Krishna is saying here that we have to Mahatmanasu Mamparita Devi Prakriti Mashrita Bhajanta Nama Anayamana So Gyatam Bhutadim Avyayam. So here the Sanskrit word Anayamanasa, without deviation of the mind, is very important. So we have to try as much as possible to absorb our mind in Krishna consciousness. And in the later on, Prabhupada was talking so much about, if we don't take shelter of this Krishna consciousness, you know, we try to lord it over the material nature, which we cannot even understand how this mode is working. Most of us, very difficult for us to understand. Then what happened? We'll be carried away by the influence of this mode. And which is very, very difficult. So, Prabhu also was mentioning yesterday, Krishna was explaining in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Devi Esha Guna Mai, Mama Maya Duratyaya. Mamibaye Prapadyante, Maya Metam Darantite. Krishna did not say, we are going to conquer Maya. You cannot conquer Maya, it's Krishna's energy. Tarantite, you cross. She will give you space to pass because you are surrendered to Krishna. She is Krishna's servant. You cannot conquer her. She is working for Krishna, not for you. You know, you cannot conquer her. Yes, it's Krishna energy. So she will give you, good boy, you can pass. Go. Yes, Arantite, you cross. You cannot conquer her. So, see. So it's Krishna's energy. Devi Esha Guna Mayi, Mama Maya Duratyaya. 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 Very difficult. So, that is why Krishna has taken his time in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, explaining to Uddhava. She explained how this energy is working for our benefit, so that we can take proper shelter of devotional service. Because devotional service is more powerful to save us from this Maya. Not that Maya is more powerful than devotional service. So if we take shelter of devotional service, hearing and chanting, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtike Tada Rajasamo Bhava Kamaloba Dayasaye Cheta Eta Anaviram Sitam Satwe Prasidati. When you engage in devotional service, hearing and chanting, you become situated in goodness. Then when we become situated in goodness, then we are not so much influenced by these three modes. Because everything in this material world rally around the modes of nature. Everything. And that is why, as a devotee also, Lord Kapila Dev was explaining to the mother in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter 29. So he was talking about devotional service in different modes. You see, even in devotional service, the most of material nature try to infiltrate. So as a devotee, we still have to be very careful. Not only them, but even in devotional service, we still have to be very attentive. Because the most of material nature permeates everywhere. Just like I said, there is a winter season, the whole environment is full of cold. So we are in the abode of Maya, this material world. So whatever, we are in the abode. So everywhere is influenced by these material energies. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter 29, verse 9, so Lord Kapila Dev was explaining to the mother the devotional service in three modes, and he was talking about the transcendental devotional service. So in verse 9, Lord Kapila Dev was, verse 8, he was explaining, Abhisandaya yo imsa damba masayam evava Sarambi bina drigbhavam maye kruyat sa tamasaha. Devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent, and angry, and who is a separatist, is considered to be in the mode of darkness. So, as a devotee, we have to be very alert. We have to avoid envy, pride, violent anger. Anger is very, very dangerous. Sometimes, as a devotee, we think, oh, I'm using my anger for Krishna. We have to be very careful. You know, we have to be very careful, because sometimes, maybe the anger is not necessary. Or maybe we're coming from a very wonderful family. So this also comes in our way of devotional service. So that is why Lord Kapila Dev is explaining that we have to be very careful, because even the mood infiltrates the devotional service. So then in test 9, it's explained that the Vishayan Abhisandaya Yasha Aishrayam Evacha Evava Achayadav Achayad Yomam Pritak Bhavam Sarajasan. The worship of deities in the temple by a separatist, which is motive for material enjoyment, fame, and opulence, is devotion, is in the mode of passion. So all this is to tell us how we should be very attentive, even while we are engaging in devotional service. The materialistic people, like Prabhupada mentioned in the purport about the scientists, naturally, the material nature will take care of them. But as a devotee,
we're on this part of devotional service, we are running on a very high speed. So we have to be very attentive. Because when a car is running on a very high speed, the driver has to be more attentive. If you are not very attentive, what happens is that any small mistake, you are off the road. Yeah, you're off the road. You have to be very careful. So again and again, I always tell myself about this. As I'm speaking to you also, I'm reminding myself I have to be more careful. Because the car is running on a very high speed. You have to be very careful. Sometimes it looks as if nothing is happening. Also, when you're engaging in devotional service, still you have to be more careful. Because the airplane that is flying at 900 kilometers per hour, it looks as if nothing is happening. You're inside the airplane. The airplane is running at 800, 900 kilometers per hour. 800, 900 kilometers per hour. Let us use the car calculation for the airplane. If your car is running at 160 kilometers per hour, you sitting in that car, how will you feel? Huh? If you're sitting in a car that is running at 160 kilometers per hour, how will you feel? Scared. You will be scared. If your car driver cannot try to run at the 160 kilometers, it's too fast. 100, 120, okay. But when you are running at 160 kilometers per hour, you feel scared. And the car will become very light. You feel the lightness of the car. That is why before a plane takes off, it runs on a very high speed. It becomes light. Then it can lift. Yeah? So when a car is running on a 160 kilometers per hour, you multiply it maybe by 5 or 6. That is the speed of the plane in the air. And you are sitting inside, it looks as nothing is happening. So the same thing also with devotional service. So when we engage in devotional service, we are on our way back home, back to Godhead, running on a very high speed. So sometimes it looks as if nothing is happening. Something is happening. If you sit down and reflect throughout your life, you see something is happening and something continues to happen. We just have to be more attentive the more we embark on the journey. You have to be very attentive. I always like to give this example of a tap. Because where I came from, in Nigeria, sometimes people, they spoil the tap, you know. And the water will be dripping, drop by drop, you know. You hear any ting, ting, ting. For you, drop of water is nothing. Yes. It's nothing because it's dropping. You keep a bucket there. And you leave it in the morning, and you come back at night. What happened? It's filled up. It looks nothing. But if you leave a bucket there, at night, it's filled up. Isn't it? So something is happening, but it looks very insignificant. So similarly also, when we wake up every morning, we sit down, chant our rounds, read Srimad Bhagavatam, go out for preaching. Sometimes it looks as nothing is happening. Something is happening. Don't give up. Something seriously is happening. And we can feel it sometimes. When we engage seriously in devotional service, we feel it. So, this is the process of devotional service. It's very, very powerful. And that is why we have to every day, again and again, appreciate our Guru Maharaj, our Srila Prabhupada, for giving us this wonderful opportunity for us to engage in devotional service. We have to always be appreciative every day. You know, also when we are engaging in devotional service, we will appreciate. You know, the more we appreciate, the more our hearts also become more and more soft. Because as we are doing this devotional service, something is happening. We can feel it sometime. But don't go, don't leave. Just like the plane that is running in the air. Somebody open the doors. What will happen? Everybody will be in danger. You see, then you can feel the breeze. Everywhere will be shaking, you know. Like that. Something is happening.
So we just have to keep on every day struggling, chanting our runs, try to, you know, avoid these things. And we read them so that we can help ourselves. What is devotional service in the mode of goodness? What is devotional service in the mode of passion? What is devotional service in the ignorance? We can be able to analyze, look inward ourselves, and try to chant attentively every morning. We try our best. Every morning is a new challenge. Every morning is a new challenge. Yeah? Every morning is a new challenge. Something is happening. Every morning, again, we have to stand up and, oh, I have to chant today. Every day. It's happening. It's accumulation. Then one day, what will happen? The bucket becomes filled up. Then you explode. You start crying for Krishna. Yes. Every day. It's piling up. It's piling up. It's piling up. It's piling up. Then one day everything, you start crying for Krishna. You know? That is it. So, we just have to, again and again, try our best to put our energy, our attentiveness. We cry for Krishna. Like His Holiness Go Govinda Maharaj will always say, that Prabhupada has created a school for crying for Krishna. So we have to cry for Krishna. Whatever you are crying for, it will come. See, so when we come to this devotional service, many of us, we cry for so many things. Some people, they come, oh, they want relief from distress. You cry for relief from distress, you get it. Then you become comfortable. Then you don't do any other thing again. Some people, they come, they cry. They want position. Krishna gives you position. You become comfortable. Then you stuck there. Some people, they come, they cry for fame. You get it. You become stuck. Some people, they come, they cry for, they want to become sciency. You get sciency. You become comfortable. But Krishna is the goal. We should not miss the goal. Whatever we are crying for, we will get it. But once you miss the goal, you miss Krishna. So we should always have this as our focus, that Krishna is the goal. Whatever that is going to be between us and Krishna, we should not be comfortable with that. And we should keep on trying our best every day, just like we have been doing and we are doing. And by doing this, one day, we start crying for Krishna. We start feeling separate. We read Shishastaka every morning. So when we do our best every day, one day, all this will come to reality. I remember in Nigeria, when we are reading the Shishastaka, there's a particular devotee. They will not read particular stanza. They will not read particular verse. Especially Nandana Najana Nasundarim. So this devotee, I asked him one day, Haribo, Prabhuji, why you don't read this? He said, Prabhuji, I want all these things. Why should I pray for it? I don't want it. I want all. So why should I pray? I don't want it. But they don't understand. This is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us this is the goal of life, you know. So gradually, as we are chanting, you see all these different stanza of the Shishastaka. We come to that platform. Beginning is cleaning our heart. Then we have to start appreciating the holy name. That is the second one. Then the third, then we become humble. When you start, the more you appreciate the holy name of Krishna, you may get more purification. Then you become humble. When you become humble, then you realize that the material things is useless. Then you're telling Krishna, I don't want them. I don't want. Then after some time, you start feeling separation from Krishna. You think it's insignificant. Oh, Krishna, so many lives I've been here. Please, I want to come to you now. Then after some time, you start crying for Krishna. Then 1 minute will become like millions of years. It's a gradual elevation of consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, your consciousness is going to pass through all these stages. So we should not get stuck in between somewhere. So we have to know the eight which the gopis, they are saying, whatever you treat me, Krishna, whether you kill me or make me alive, I'm okay. I don't care. As long as I serve you. That is the perfection of life. So we have to keep this focus while we are passing through all these different stages. We should not get stuck. So we have to be very careful of this. So Srila Prabhupada is nicely explained towards the end of the purport. He say, day after all manifestation of the conditioned state, the human being freedom from such a conditioned state is the higher professional attainment. So this is the goal.
We have to free ourselves from this material nature and attain pure love for Krishna. We should not get stuck. So by always praying to Guru and Krishna, especially by praying to our Guru, then we can transcend even the mode of goodness. Now the money was mentioning verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, how by our own endeavor we can bring ourselves to the mode of goodness, but we cannot come to transcendental level only by the mercy of the Guru. So by the mercy of Guru, we can come to the transcendental platform. And that is why we need the mercy of Guru. And that is why we worship every morning. We pray to the Guru. When we are doing Mangalarati, please, give us your mercy. Then we can come to this transcendental platform. So I would like to stop here. I don't know, maybe there's some comments. I will appreciate that. And comment, question, or some contribution also. Hare Krishna. Any question? Any contribution from the senior devotees? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. John, the analogy which you gave of the cold outside and how we protect ourselves using the coat, jacket.
Yes.
It was very good. And then you connected with how this outside environment, Maya, is always there. And if we don't protect ourselves with the protective jacket of devotee association and our sadhana, then we are going to get freezed by Maya. So yes. That was really very nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You also gave one more analogy that drop by drop, that bucket will be filled. That is also very encouraging. Although externally it seems that we are not going anywhere, but by the time we will progress. And also you have reminded us that we should always feel very, very grateful for the opportunity for doing devotional service for Prabhupada and all our Guru Maharaj. That is also very... So, can you explain about these things, like how to be remind ourselves with this that opportunity as you have mentioned?
Okay. You have already said it. And just like Prabhu was talking about this analogy of code. Similar, also you can talk about the rainy season. Also, when the rain is falling, can you do anything about the rain? No. If you have to go to work, what do you do? Umbrella. So, the chanting of the holy name is the umbrella. So, we have to take umbrella. We have to protect ourselves. So, see, now we are coming to the world of AI, isn't it? Artificial intelligence. It's coming gradually. It will come. Now, social media has taken so much of our mind. Yeah, we have become absorbed. Everywhere now is surcharged with social media. All this thing is going on in the air. It's not, see, for example, if you take a television, you just need a decoder. And you connect to your TV, you see everything that is in the air. Everything's in the air. So the air is surcharged with all these energies. They're there. Oh, we're making calls. It's there in the air. We're getting all those energies also. Whatever energy is going there in the air, it's there. So we just have to protect ourselves. And by seriously chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because if we don't protect ourselves, then sometimes our minds start becoming funny. Start feeling funny. Because all these things, they are there in the air. We are getting the bombardment. They are passing through our body also. All these things. You just need some connectivity. You need your phone. I need my phone. They will connect. They are there in the air. You need your television and decoder to see the China in your room. But they are already in the air. So the whole energy is there in the air. So that is why this cold analogy or the rain analogy is just to tell us that your atmosphere is surcharged with Maya. Three modes of material nature, they are always there. So we just have to protect ourselves. If we don't protect ourselves, then we will fall prey to this illusory energy of Krishna. Because we are marginal entity. We are marginal means two things, in between, or marginal also means small. We are very small, minute. So if we don't take shelter of Krishna, we are nothing. We'll just be washed away by the illusory energy of Krishna. And Prabhupada mentioned very nicely in the purport, we convince ourselves that this is the right thing to do. So we have to take shelter. Very, very important. So thank you very much for contributing to that. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ke Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ke Nitai Gaura Premanande.
Thank you.